an increasing number of Republicans, including veterans of the Reagan White House, and even including the father of the conservative movement, are now openly expressing dismay over the epic failures of the Bush presidency. Doug Bandow, a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, a veteran of both the Heritage Foundation and the Reagan White House, wrote recently in Salon.com, and I quote, "Serious conservatives must fear for the country if Bush is reelected. Based on the results," he went on to write, "based on the results of his presidency, a Bush victory would be catastrophic. Conservatives," he went on, "should choose principles over power." He seemed most concerned about Bush's unhealthy habits of mind, saying, and I quote again, "he does not appear to reflect on his actions and seems unable to concede even the slightest mistake, nor is he willing to hold anyone else responsible for anything. It is," he concluded, "a damning combination," end quote. Bandow described the Bush foreign policy as, and I quote, "a shambles, with Iraq aflame and America increasingly reviled by friend and foe alike." The conservative co-host of Crossfire, Tucker Carlson, said about Bush's Iraq policy, and I quote, "I think it is a total nightmare and disaster, and I am ashamed that I went against my own instincts in supporting it." William F. Buckley, Jr., widely acknowledged as the founder of the modern conservative movement in America, wrote of the Iraq War, and I quote, "If I knew then what I know now about what kind of situation we would be in, I would have opposed the war." A former Republican governor of Minnesota, Elmer Anderson, announced in Minneapolis that for the first time in his life, he was abandoning the Republican Party in this election because Bush and Cheney, in his words, "believe their own spin. Both men spew outright untruths with evangelistic fervor," end quote. He attributed his switch to President Bush's, quote, "misguided and blatantly false misrepresentations of the threat of weapons of mass destruction." The terror seat, he said, was Afghanistan. Iraq had no connection to these acts of terror, was not a serious threat to the United States, as this president claimed, and there was no relation, it is now obvious, to any serious weaponry. Governor Anderson was also offended, he said, by Bush's, quote, "phony posturing as cocksure leader of the free world," period, end quote. Now, Anderson and many other Republicans are joining with Democrats and millions of independents this year in proudly supporting the Kerry Edwards ticket. In every way, John Kerry and John Edwards represent an approach to governing that is the opposite of the Bush-Cheney approach. Where Bush remains out of touch, Kerry is a proud member of the reality-based community. Where Bush will bend to his corporate backers, Kerry stands strongly with the public interest. My friends, there are now 15 days left before our country makes this fateful choice for us and the whole world. And it is particularly crucial for one final reason. The last feature of Bush's ideology involves ducking accountability for his mistakes. He has neutralized accountability by the Congress by intimidating the Republican leadership and transforming the Republican majority into a true rubber stamp, unlike any that has ever existed in American history. He has appointed right-wing judges who have helped to insulate him from accountability in the courts. And if he wins again, he will likely get to appoint up to 4 Supreme Court justices. He has ducked accountability from the press with his obsessive secrecy and refusal to conduct the public's business openly. So there is now only one center of power left in our Constitution and in our country, capable of at long last holding George W. Bush accountable. And it is you, the voters. There are 15 days left. Help me and help John Kerry and John Edwards take our country back. Thank you.